Our children's director, part-time children's ministry director here at Peace, which is itself an answer to prayer, our first part-time position apart from the pastorate. And again, we're grateful for what God is doing. And tomorrow she's going to be talking about prayer and children's ministry. And there's some unique things about that I think are very cool. So before we gather for our prayer meeting this evening, we wanted to take a few minutes just to explain what we do and why we do it, because it's a little different. And I want to start this by saying that this is the way God has led us to have prayer meetings here, but it is by no means the only way. The most important thing is that we listen to the Holy Spirit and stay open at all times, because to be as effective as possible, we need to stay in step with the Spirit. So we're always learning. But we have a worship-based prayer meeting at Peace, and what that means is that we want to encourage people to seek God's presence immediately. Our prayer meetings used to begin here with this question, and tell me if this sounds familiar. Does anyone have any requests? And what happens when you do that is we found ourselves talking about the requests, and maybe sometimes it would be a weighty request, and then you'd feel the need to address that situation a little more. And we had a man at the time, he's with the Lord today, but he was a professor emeritus of psychiatry at Duke Medical School. And one day we're going on this way, and finally he says, "Are we going to talk or are we going to pray?" And that was Dr. Bill Wilson. I don't know if you, but he was kind of a great guy. But I mean, his point was well taken. And when you come into the meeting, you'll notice that the lights are lower, the music is already playing, there's an atmosphere of prayer. And that's important, because we want to encourage people to be in prayer instead of just talking among themselves. We want them to come expectantly, anticipating actually meeting with God, not just having a meeting ourselves, just talking ourselves. Now, there's some of that always goes on, but that's the goal for us. So we try to get to prayer as quickly as possible, and we'll remind folks usually very quickly of the ABCs of praying together as we begin the meeting. And you might be wondering, well, what are those? And these I learned from Daniel Henderson, who's written some great stuff on prayer, and some of his books are also in the resource list. But A means pray aloud, because people are sitting on the other side of the room, right? And when we pray, what do? We drop our glance, we bow our heads, so where's our voice going? Right down into our chest or wherever. So it's important. Now, how about B? B stands for pray briefly. We can't underscore the importance of this enough. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I learned in my study of church history was you see this theme coming up again and again. And nothing kills prayer meetings like long-winded prayers. The shorter the prayers, the more others will participate. And we need to be reminded of this again and again. And because I could not resist doing this, talking about church history, here are two quotes from Charles Finney and another from Spurgeon on this topic. I've just got to throw them in. Here's the first. "Some men will spin out a long prayer in telling God," now this is over 200 years ago, "in telling God who and what he is, or they exhort God to do so and so. Some pray out a whole system of divinity. Some preach, some exhort the people, till everybody wishes they would stop, and God wishes so too, undoubtedly." I love that quote, but we laugh because we've been there, right? And sometimes some of us are guilty as charged. Then listen to this. Spurgeon was serious about this. "Lengthy prayers are the ruin of all fervency, which must be exterminated by all means, even at the expense of the personal feelings of the offender." So the flip side of this is when we pray together, it's really important to encourage people not to worry about what they sound like. You know, sometimes you pray with people and, oh, they sound so perfect. And you're wondering, oh, can I even follow that? You know, don't worry. God isn't concerned about the words that we use. He just wants us to come to him. And we don't need to sound perfect when we pray. Next, C stands for pray in community. So encourage each other by saying, yes, Lord, and amen. You know, pray in agreement with each other and support your praying together from the heart. It matters so much, you know. When you know that someone, that brother or sister who loves you is praying, and suddenly they start to pray about something and you think, how did they know that? You know, you just sense that the Spirit is at work. There's nothing more beautiful then when that happens in the church and we minister to each other and we lift each other up. We want our prayer meetings to be Scripture-fed and Spirit-led. And again, that's a quote from Daniel Henderson, who has some great resources. But we always start with Scripture and we let it serve as our jumping off point to lift up the attributes of God. Usually that's, you know, a psalm or simply another verse from Scripture. But then we want to start by praising God first. And we can't underscore this enough. Again, please think about this carefully. If we start with our requests, what are we doing? Where's the focus? Us, right? And what does that do to our prayers? It actually immediately puts a ceiling on them, right? Because, again, we're looking at our circumstance. We're focused in that place. Instead of going to the one who is able to do immeasurably more than, what does Scripture say? All we ask or imagine. So we want to start by praising God first. And we like to start with who God is, his mercy, his goodness, his attributes, because that builds faith when we pray together. Now, we get to the requests. We absolutely do. But we also do that a little bit differently. But we want to have our eyes in the right place, not on ourselves, but on him. So one of the things that we do also when we start is we use prayer starters. Now, what are those? Those are just short phrases that are fill-in-the-blank phrases that people can jump in with. And so if you're not sure, you know, you're sitting in a group and you're thinking, gosh, I don't know what to say, how to pray, here are some prayer starters. You know, and we'll usually give one or two that are appropriate to the particular scripture that the Lord has led us to for that meeting. Like, I love you, Lord, because, or you are wonderful to me because. We've seen that if you've been to the prayer times at Presbytery, we've done this. Your forgiveness is beautiful to me because. You know, you give me hope because. I mean, there are any number of directions that you could go with. And then you simply finish the sentence. And then after we spend some time praising God, we'll move into a quieter time of reflection and sometimes personal silent confession of our sins. And we don't want to rush through this. We want to seek God from the heart and we want to be real with him. This is not a pro forma kind of thing. This is a matter of just quieting ourselves before him. Following that, then we move into intercession and requests. And what we do after we've praised God, humbled ourselves before God, then we go into intercession. Usually we sort of call that colloquially loving others with our prayers. I think that's the best definition that we can really give, intercession. Loving others with our prayers. Now, how do you do that? We don't say, does anyone have any requests at this point in the meeting? If you have a request, just tell God. just tell God. Just pray your request right then. If you think about it, this is the most efficient way that we can do it, right? I mean, and you know, you're telling God, others are hearing, and then others can join in that prayer. What we want to do is we want to maximize our time together at the throne of grace. Again, there's that question. Are we going to talk or are we going to pray? So, sometimes we will share requests. I'll mention that. It just depends sort of on the group dynamics. We'll often break up into smaller groups, and we'll mention that in a little bit. But sometimes there can be some just quiet conversation. But we want people, again, to keep it as brief as possible, because we really want to maximize that time in prayer. Another thing I'd mention is sometimes God, you know, will lead us into a particular theme. Again, while the meeting is going on, we're listening for what the Spirit is doing. And sometimes, for example, there'll be a couple of requests for healing, and we'll know, okay, we need to have the elders gather around that person and anoint them with oil. We'll often have this prayer bench, which I think we found at Goodwill, you know, right up here, and then the elders will gather around and pray according to Scripture. We'll also have, you'll see tonight is we'll have the chairs around in a circle. We have the carpet here. We'll have some cushions if people want to feel free to kneel. Just, again, to be in the Lord's presence. You know, think of John reclining on Jesus, or think of Mary washing Jesus' feet. These are all things that, you know, body language can be important when we pray. So we want to free people up to be about that. Now, another thing that I should mention is that you'll notice that music is quietly playing through just about the whole prayer meeting. And there are several reasons for this. And, you know, we feel they're important, even though at first it may seem distracting. But please just go with me on this for a minute just listen, and then we can talk about it. First, music helps us praise God, and it helps us put our emphasis on Him. We like to use hymns of praise and worship songs that are prayers themselves, right? I mean, what we just sang, "Speak, O Lord." Because then we're praying when we're singing. And I don't know, that just helps kind of thaw out the frozen chosen a bit. And you'll also notice, too, that, and this is something that we've sort of grown in, that the music, usually when we're praying together, the music is not a hymn that you'll recognize. And that's intentional. Usually there's just a simple melody that may be played. And the reason for that is sometimes when you hear the hymn and you're trying to pray, you know, you have the words of that hymn running around in your head, and it's distracting. But if it's something else, you know, it just kind of fades into the background and can help you pray. Second, music helps us keep pace and stay in step with the Spirit. Otherwise, things can bog down. For example, did you know that during the Welsh Revival, when someone, and here it is again, prayed too long, do you know what the leadership would do often? They'd just start to sing. I kid you not. And believe me, this works. It's one of those things, but you know, we do that sometimes. And I can tell you that from the standpoint of leading the meetings, and prayer meetings have to have a leader, this really is a helpful tool and device to have. The intent is not to quench the Spirit, but the very opposite, to actually stay in step with the leading of the Spirit. And so the leader needs to be attentive and listening to that throughout. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit moves through music. You know, you see this link between music and prayer in the Psalms, many of which are songs themselves. Take a look at Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbal and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. That might be a little jarring in a prayer meeting, but, you know, praise Him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then how does it finish again? Praise the Lord. You know, we haven't tried the cymbals part yet, but the point is that there's a biblical precedent for music when we pray. Fourth, music helps us conclude the meeting with faith. You know, it's so important that we end our prayer meetings looking forward to what only God can do, and believing for what we've asked. And so music can be a real help and real blessing for that. Now, you know, again, I would point out that there are times where we don't have music playing. For example, you know, part of this is for the hearing impaired, who sometimes, you know, for example, if you only hear through one ear, you may just sort of hear a wall of sound. And so we want to make sure that when we break up that, you know, into smaller groups, that, you know, we don't have music playing. Or, you know, when we have the confession times. Again, just let the Lord lead you in this. One other thing. You'll also notice that we try to have the prayer meeting stay to an hour, unless it's very clear that the Spirit is moving in such a way that it's, you know, tarry a little longer. But that's the exception, interestingly. And we find these general guidelines help us pray together, because they eliminate some of the stumbling blocks that keep people from coming back. And, you know, sometimes they may take a little bit of getting used to, but we found that God blesses them and helps us stay in step with the Spirit. And having guidelines for praying together is nothing new. The 1857 prayer revival that happened on Fulton Street in New York City, they actually had these placards that they would, you know, post up. And I think they even included the amount of time that someone could pray in them. And again, we're not saying that anyone else has to do it this way. This is, a trial and error thing that we're learning all the time. It's a particular moving of the Spirit here. You know, we'd encourage you also in the back of the book, Praying Together in the Appendices, there are some guidelines, David, that they've used at River Oaks that are so good. And I hope this is helpful. We'll have a brief time tomorrow also where we break down what happened at the prayer meeting after the fact, so you can say, hey, why'd you guys do this? Or, you know, that didn't seem to work. Have you thought about doing it this way? Again, we want to talk about that. But are there any questions about this? I know it's been kind of rapid fire, but we wanted to sort of give you an intro. Any questions? Anything that you were curious about? Yes.